The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria said Monday, December 9th, it may consider removing Hayat Tahrir al-Sham from its list of terrorist groups. The envoy said it could happen if HTS forms a transitional government that includes religious minorities. The international community welcomed the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar Assad. However, the UN and US designate the leading rebel group as a terror group. The State Department said it has no plans to remove the group's designation as a foreign terrorist organization. However, the department said those designations are constantly under review, and HTS could prompt a review with future actions. HTS is an Islamist militant group that has a stronghold in Syria's province of Idlib. In recent years, they engaged with leaders of the Christian and Druze communities, granting more protections to religious minorities. These steps are key for the group to earn additional support from the international community. One rebel commander released a statement on Telegram on Saturday as the regime fell, saying, "We ask that all sects be reassured, for the era of sectarianism and tyranny has gone away forever." The UN envoy said progress toward an inclusive government could lead to more humanitarian aid and the return of refugees. The US said it has ways to legally communicate with HTS, even with its terrorist designation. If the US lifted the ban, it would remove sanctions and allow for support, including economic aid and weapons.